Get out on the trail for some amazing snowmobiling. We're loading up the sleds. Next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Take advantage of amazing late season snowmobiling. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation checks the latest grooming conditions.
We want to remind people when they are going out and they are going to go snowmobiling, obviously first and foremost, check those avalanche advisories. Extremely important. And we've had some really, really good snowmobile conditions around the state for several months now. And like you had mentioned, the temperatures are changing. We're starting to see a little bit of maybe a shift over on the early spring season side of things. And that still is very complimentary because at the higher elevations, that snow is still holding intact. We're still grooming. Yes, some of our snowmobile trails, and given the warm of the day with some of the heavy, wet snow that we're receiving in different areas of the state, makes grooming the trails a little bit more difficult. And so we've gone from the fresh powder and Utah traditional snow that we're so inclined to see to the heavy wet stuff. And so a lot of varying different types of snow at different levels and different amounts that have been allocated. So those avalanche advisories are very, very important to adhere to and to follow that. And of course, if you haven't checked the batteries in that beacon recently, hey, pull out those old batteries and put some fresh ones in. And as a reminder, we always encourage people to carry an extra set of spare batteries in case their buddy or riding partner, their batteries may go down. And we've worked in conjunction with the Golden Spike Snowmobile Association, and we have an updated solar-powered avalanche beacon station at the Monte Cristo Trailhead. That's a new unique thing for us because on some of our non-traditional areas, this is the first that's with a state park affiliation.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.